Perth's hidden treasures.
On ABC Radio Perth.
All right, so ordinarily, yes, we do celebrate a particular area, but today it's more of an activity. We'll be jumping all over the city to shout out exactly what the Waffle has to offer at its grounds, from favourite venues to best grass. Chris has put together a comprehensive guide to navigate your way through the world of Waffle. And I have to say, good morning to you, Chris.
G'day, Ro. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I don't know what's happened to my Swan District's music there, but someone's cut into it. It's a bit rough.
I know what's happened.
What's
Josh
happened?
Josh and I have put together a special trick for you this morning.
Hmm, yeah. Not really
How
a fan of that.
The best theme for the best football team in the world.
Hmm. It's been well and truly stitched up by you two. You'll keep. That's all right. I'll only let you off as, I suppose, the reigning premier. It's fair that, you know, you can cut in on my song. That's okay. How are you this
fair
morning,
enough.
Chris?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your week of lockdown been?
It's been okay. Got through it. We've all got to get through it. We're still in the best country in the world.
We are, absolutely. All right, let's crack on with today's hidden treasures. You've been researching this one for the last couple of weeks, so why don't we start actually with what makes the waffle competition special to you, Chris?
I think for me, I mean, I grew up with it as well before there was the AFL. That helps. But look, footy grounds around Perth, whether you're going to a ground that has got your team playing or not, there's enough heritage and heart that's always going to bring out tribal colours and want you to wave a scarf. There's also lots of silverware and photos of yesterday's champions on the walls. And the great thing I love about the Waffle is being able to get up close and watch today's champions of men and women's footy. You listen to their coaches support and spray them at quarter and three-quarter time, and you can get on the ground and kick a footy.
Yeah, it is. It is one of the coolest things. Definitely that accessibility is one of the absolute highlights. You had a bit of a yarn to ABC Sports' Clint Wheeldon, as I understand it. How did that discussion go, and what were his thoughts about what we all love about the Waffle?
Well, that discussion could have gone on for days, the recollection that Clint's got of suburban footy grounds. But we were really talking about Rushton Park down in Mandurah and how it used to have that country footy feel with the cars parked around the oval. So when he was on air for the ABC covering a game, he'd have a bit of fun by giving a shout out to the cars to see if they were listening, and they'd honk their horns and flash their lights. And while the lights thing didn't work too well for radio, he said it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that, and it's so country footy, isn't it, where you're still able to drive your ground into the venue and lean over and toot the horn when a goal's kicked. It's all part of the fun.
And back up the ute.
Yes, and a lounge chair if you want to get really sophisticated on the back of the ute, and a blanket for the cold winter afternoons at the footy. So much fun, so much fun. In your observations, what's the key to a good ground?
The key to a good ground, a good waffle ground, has got to be those grass embankments along the sides. And look, the mightiest footy team in the world, the South Fremantle Bulldogs, the Mighty Bulldogs, Southerners forevermore. Unfortunately, they've done away with their grass embankments. They took up the Italian influence of the Fremantle area and took up the adage that there's no weeds that grow in concrete. So they've got the concrete terracing all the way around, but they do have a little remnant out the front of what used to be the Fremantle club rooms there. But I think as well as grass, you've got to have an old van that pumps out a good hot dog. And I think that's where Lath Lane Oval takes the award for best hot dog.
Oh, interesting.
Lath Lane Oval. So, the generator being used by that van is almost so loud that you couldn't hear your they couldn't hear your order being received. But it's fantastic.
That's all part of the fun. I've had a text from Mem in Applecross, East Fremantle Oval in the 60s and 70s. I was one of the kiddies roaming free while the parents watched the footy, climbed the scoreboard and sat at the top, climbed the trees and found the holes in the cyclone fencing. They were fun times.
Well, East Fremantle's another great oval. It's, I mean, the fans there love their Shark Park. With its acres of grassy banks as well, and it's got low stands with plank seating that's actually more splinter than plank these days. And I guess while I have mentioned that the Mighty Bulldogs have got the concrete terracing around Fremantle Oval, we must mention that oval as well does have Perth's grandest old fig tree, so there is a lot of green there. They've got the wall of Fremantle Jail behind the scoreboard, and I think they're a contender for best stand in Perth with the Victoria Pavilion, which was built in 1897.
Oh, agree or disagree, you're welcome to give us your thoughts here on the show this morning. Chris is going to give us some of his bests from across the comp. Where should we start with that list of bests, Chris?
Oh, look, I'm missing my international travel. But okay, if you want to get a sense of what it's like for many of us in Perth to be back in Bali, perhaps at one of those Nusa Dua resorts, then just head down to Claremont, because there's an oval that has transformed itself into as close to a Nusa Dua resort as you can imagine. Sumptuous seating, coffee tables. You know, even the coffee tables have real coasters on them, not those little cardboard ones. They're real ones.
Yeah, I must admit, I am living out in the eastern suburbs and the passionate Swan District supporter that I am, and growing up at Basso, I always feel like I've stepped into a slightly different world when I go and watch footy at Claremont. It's a little bit different to some of our other suburban grounds.
Your oval, Bassendean Oval, does take out two awards of mine. It does have the best grass. It's a very tight grass on the grass embankment. Brilliant sweeping sort of angle that it's got as well. It's also got the best gates, sort of on that sort of southwestern corner. I reckon they're the best gates to walk through for a waffle ground as well. So you've got two awards there.
Yeah, and also the best cam bar, best club, best kids activities on game day. There's a few others, but that's all right. Well, I'll let you keep
Actually, you have reminded me. When I was there last, there wasn't a game on. I was doing a bit of research for this story, and there were two kids at the at one end of the ground, and they were just kicking for goal and pretending to be, you know, their favourite players. And that, to me, is what waffle grounds are about as well. You know, they are accessible. You can get in there and you can get on the ground and you can pretend to be those great players.
Yeah, I remember, I laugh about it often. We went to the footy quite often. We came down from the country with my dad, and Mum would go off and have a day with her sisters and go to the hairdressers or watch a movie or have coffee, do what they wanted to do, and we'd go with Dad. And he didn't actually mind too much, because footy waffle grounds, that's the beauty of them. It's such low maintenance. We can roll down the hills. You know, we might nag for an ice cream, but we get to run out on the ground. But there was always one rule, and that was that we weren't allowed near the huddle. And always said to me that a huddle was no place for girls. And so as I got older, I'm sure that's what triggered me to be a sports journo back in the day, that I just wanted to find out what it was in this exclusive little huddle in the middle of the ground that the girls weren't allowed at.
And there's nothing better than that huddle. And I always recommend people to go to the huddle where the team is losing, because that's where you'll hear the greatest spray from the coach. The other coach for the team that's up will just be talking about maintaining structures and doing everything we've talked about. You're doing it well, boys. But no matter what huddle you go to, you'll see the mouth guards being rinsed out, and you'll smell the liniment being rubbed into legs that these days aren't quite as big as Ron Boucher's from North Swan Districts many years ago.
Yes.
But you know, it's a great way to just feel immersed in high-level sport.
A few more texts coming through, Chris. People enjoying reminiscing or sharing their thoughts. Damien says Clint Wilden specialises in sampling all the grounds hamburgers. I remember back in the days when I was doing Around the Grounds for the Waffle, Clint and Lockie Reid did a great job of testing who had the best hamburgers, and I'm sure that tradition hasn't ended. Hi, another texter said, love the Fremantle Oval. Seen a few tense derbies at both on Foundation Day, long weekends. And then Leaderville would have the best grass if they didn't rip it up and replace it with timber bark mulch. Disgraceful. Regards, Paul from Inglewood. Chris, we've still got a couple more minutes. We haven't got through all your award winners as yet, have we?
No, I think, I'm going to give best stand. It's a tight one, because I reckon there are two stands at Bassendean Oval that truly put the word grand in grandstand, but I am going to give it to the Victoria Pavilion in Fremantle Oval. But look, the best ground announcer. This has got to go to Leaderville Oval for describing children as kiddies and young'uns. And he also says please when advising spectators to get off the ground. after they've had their kick-to-kick after each quarter. And also I remember him saying, please remember to help your kiddies gently over the fence. I don't know whether he'd previously seen someone throw their child over the fence, but it was nice to hear him remind parents to treat their kids gently as they get back over the fence when the game restarts.
Absolutely. Scotto in Baysie says, Ron Boucher v. Graham Moss at Basso was one of the greatest days of my life. Never saw the footy, but just the best day. And Bev says, Bassendean always won the best burgers in the day, and she's another true Black Duck fan. Good on you, Bev. Thanks for sending us a text. Chris, I've got about 1 minute for you to sum up why you think the waffle is a hidden treasure.
All right. Well, I've got to sum it up, but I've got to give Joondalup up a mention as well. I think they're the only ground we didn't mention. So they've made the transition from footy oval to multi-sports complex, but they've still got the grass embankment. So there we go, Joondalup. But look, honk your horns for waffle grounds. Waffle grounds are hidden treasures that are well and truly in the open throughout suburban Perth. We've mentioned a couple of times that they're accessible, they're good value, a great way to connect with your community. They also reflect what our community is like today. Look at Bassendean Oval, renaming both ends after Noongar words. I love that. They're taking on the way a community feels about things. And thank you to all the waffle clubs who let me be a part of their game day experience. They've all got heritage and heart. And even if you're not a member of your local club, you're always welcome there. And go the Mighty Bulldogs.
Good on you, Chris.